Lisi Bite.
Welcome to Lisi Bite 39, where I'm going to tell you about some of the smaller items we've added to the upcoming version of Lisi. We've already told you about some major features, such as improvements to the HTML assistant and Skype version 8. But often, it's the little things that matter most, isn't it? And so, let's look at some of those now, before you get your hands on the new update. Before I get to describing some new features, I should say there have been a great many changes to Lisi, which you probably will not immediately notice. These are far too numerous to mention, but as an example, over 30 changes have been made to the Lisi Connect address book. The hotkey help has had many internal changes as well. The HTML assistant has had some bugs fixed and so on. So while it may not appear that we've only concentrated on a few specific areas for major improvement, a lot of the product has had many internal changes to fix problems or to refine speech prompts. This is the case with many access technology products. Developers may have undertaken a lot of work behind the scenes, which has taken a great deal of time, but may not be immediately noticeable to you. But they do result in a better product overall. With that said, let me tell you some of the new things that we do have. One of the things that people often struggle with, especially new computer users, is the ability to open email attachments in Microsoft Outlook. Over the years, Microsoft have made this much easier than it used to be, so you can focus upon the attachments area of an individual message and use the left and the right arrow keys to move through them. You can then perform various actions on the attached file. But lots of people like lists of items. There's no getting away from it. There's something comforting about a list. You know that you can use the up and the down arrow keys to move through it. You can use first letter navigation as well. And you know that if you press enter on an item within it, something useful is going to happen. This is why we now have the Lisi attachments list. Now, this was a feature originally designed for our JSA product for voice recognition users by request from people working in the rehabilitation sector, particularly in America. And when we gave it to our Lisi beta testers, it seemed to be a hit with them also. We've put this function on the keystroke insert with A. Now, if you know your jaws well, you'll recall this is the keystroke used by VFO for setting focus to the attachments area of a Microsoft Outlook message. But to my mind, that function is serving very little purpose these days. You can already get to the attachments area anyway from the body of an email message simply by pressing Shift with Tab. Insert A is doing nothing else in that regard, so we've taken over that keystroke. I have a message here, and it has two attachments.
Unread attachment, Brian Arjun for Lisi Byte 39, MOM01/10/2018-1019, 247 KB.
There's the message. I'm going to press enter.
Message has two links.
And the message is now open. We could go ahead and read the text if there was anything exciting there, which I can tell you there isn't. I'm now going to press Insert with A to bring up the attachments list.
Attachments list dialog. List 1 list view. GP209 running order dot doc 1 of 2.
As you can hear, we have two attachments. All you would do is either press enter on the first one, which is selected, and if you have only one attachment in the message, that's all you'll get anyway. But we have two, so we can just press the down arrow key once in order to focus on the next one, and press enter on that if we want to. We'll do that in a moment. For now, though, I'm just going to press enter on this one.
Message. GP209 running order dot doc protected view word edit.
Now notice that it doesn't give you the option of saving the attachment or opening it. This was a fairly late addition to the Lisi update this time, so doubtless those refinements will come later on. But for now, it's a very, very quick way of opening any attachments that you've got. Now, having opened the first attachment, you will note that it is a Microsoft Word document, and JAWS said Protected View. By default, Outlook will place all such files in this view, in the event that there is a security issue associated with it. However, JAWS cannot read documents in this view, so you either have to unprotect the document from the Microsoft Word ribbon, you have to click Enable Editing, and that will place it into Editing View, whereupon JAWS will be able to read it, or you can press our new keystroke, which is the LISI key, then Control-Shift-U. And this will immediately unprotect the document for you. So this document is in protected view now. It's the running order for one of our radio shows that we run here. And if I just arrow down here.
Guilty pleasures.
And arrow down.
Guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures, guilty pleasures.
Absolutely nothing is happening. It's just reading the title, which is of no value to anybody. So I'm going to press the LISI key, then Control-Shift-U.
Unprotecting document. GP209 running order .doc compatibility mode word edit.
Now we should be able to read it.
Guilty pleasures, show 209, blank, 11, ABC when Smokey sings.
Etc. So I can just arrow down the document in the normal way. Microsoft Word does have the ability to ensure that documents are in an unprotected state every time you open such a file. But the whole point of why they introduced this feature in the first place was that you don't have to be exposed to potential risk. But if you trust the source of the document, you can unprotect it using this new keystroke. Again, it makes things much easier. I'm just going to show you something else, accessing another attachment from the same list. I'm going to close this down with Alt F4.
For LISI byte 39 message HTML.
And here I am back in my message. I'm going to press Insert A again.
Attachments list dialog, list 1 list view, GP209 running order .doc, 1 of 2.
And we'll try opening this next one.
Invoice 00005015.pdf, 2 of 2.
So there's our second attachment, and it's a PDF file. And what should happen is that if we press enter, it should open it, of course. And if JAWS cannot detect any text there, it's going to ask us if we want to OCR the document. And this occurs a lot with PDF files now. It's a new JAWS feature. It was introduced in version 2018, and I couldn't get by without it at the moment, so I thought it was worth showing it to you, and we can access it via our new attachments list. I'll press enter.
Message. Invoice 00005015.pdf Adobe Acrobat Reader DC Document Alert Empty Document Dialog. This document may be a scanned image which makes it difficult or impossible for JAWS or Fusion to read without first scanning the document with OCR. Would you like JAWS to OCR the document now? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And if I press Y.
Have page view. Document OCR started. Document South Wales.
So now I can read the document without any problems at all because it has scanned it and it's made it accessible to me in the JAWS results viewer, which is a very nice feature indeed. There's one other little advantage here with this attachments list, particularly concerning older Office versions. And that is what a lot of people do when they insert an attachment. They do so that it appears not in the attachments area of the message, but as a graphical image embedded within the text itself. So you can write some text, and then you can insert an attachment at the point appropriate to the text. So you might say, here is a new file, and it's a very worthwhile document. I would like you to comment on it. And you would insert the attachment at that point so that the sighted person could see that the comment related directly to the file. And then you could write some more text and then insert another attachment in a similar vein. Now, I'm not going to go into how you can do that, although it is accessible. But for older Office versions particularly, those attachments did not show up when you pressed Shift with Tab. And this new attachments list will do that. It will allow you to access those files. So it's worth bearing that in mind, although perhaps not so important these days. Moving to other areas now, people are using our Leesy Notes feature, I'm glad to say, giving you the ability to create a short note anywhere, doesn't matter which application you're in, and store it under a specific category. But we were asked whether we could make it possible to rename a note, rename a category, and move a note from one category to another. Now, in looking at improvements to this area, we found that there were a number of other items that we hadn't given you the ability to rename in the past. So we've introduced what we call the Renaming and Moving Center, activated by pressing the Leesy key, then Control-R. Now, as you move into this, you will find a list of all the possible items that you can rename or move.
What would you like to rename or move? Dialogue. List 1, list view, cuts, 1 of 7.
So first of all, we have Leesy Cuts. So if you've renamed a Leesy Cut and it points to a file or folder, for example, and you want to change the name of it to make it easier to find, you can do it here.
Cuts for web pages.
Cuts for web pages. Same kind of approach.
Texts.
Leesy Texts.
Abbreviations.
Abbreviations.
Categories.
Categories, which is what I was talking about.
Notes.
Notes, that's Leesy Notes.
Move notes from one category to another.
And move notes from one category to another. We thought about the arrangement of the items in the list. So we haven't, for example, called them Leesy Cuts or Leesy Cuts for web pages. We've called them Cuts, for example, or Texts, so that you can get quickly by first letter navigation to what it is that you want. Pressing enter on any one of these items will take you into a wizard which will guide you through the process of renaming or moving. Now, as an example, before we get to Leesy Notes, let us rename an existing Leesy abbreviation that I've got here. I've got a Leesy text called Signature, and currently, when I type SIG, followed by our relevant keystroke, that will reproduce my signature. So a Leesy abbreviation is a series of characters that you can type to represent a block of text. There's a whole Leesy byte in the past relating to this. So let's go through it. I'm going to press A from where we are.
Abbreviations.
Here's abbreviations. I'm going to press enter on it.
Please select the Leesy text for which you wish to rename or view an abbreviation dialog. List 1 list view. Salutation equals sal 1 of 2. Signature equals sig.
So signature is sig. That's the one we're going to rename. And I'm going to press enter on it.
Rename or view existing abbreviation dialog. Please enter the new series of characters for the abbreviation, then press enter. To view an existing abbreviation, please read it in the edit field now, then press escape edit.
All right, so if we wanted to just see what was here,
SIG,
we can read it because it's in the edit field here, and we can left and right arrow through it.
S-I-G.
Or, because we want to rename it, we can just delete that.
Black.
You actually wouldn't have to delete it ordinarily because the text is highlighted, so you could just type right over the top there. But because I had shown it to you that it was possible to read it, I had to just select that and delete it. Nevertheless, here we are in a blank edit field, and I'm just going to rename it to BH. Okay, and press enter on it.
Abbreviation created, BH.
So the abbreviation has now been created, which is BH. So that is fine. That's exactly what we want. We could actually check that, couldn't we? Let's just go back in here.
What would you like to rename or move?
Let's press A.
Abbreviations.
And we should have.
Please select the salutation equals sal 1 of 2. Signature equals BH.
So signature is now BH. So most of the screens in the Renaming and Moving Center are very similar, but the moving of Leesy notes from one category to another is a little different. I will demonstrate it to you, but with all of these seven dialogue boxes and seven sets of screens, as with many areas of Lisi, it really ought to be a case of listening to the prompts and just answering the questions that you're asked. I believe in keeping things as simple as possible so that no one is in any doubt as to what to do. But anyway, let's give it a go.
What would you like to rename or move? Dialogue.
So this time I'm going to select the last item.
Move notes from one category to another.
So move notes from one category to another. I have two categories, actually, and I have created a Lisi note about the recording of Lisi Byte 39. And I'm going to move that from my things to do category to the other category, which I think is called completed projects or something like that. I'm going to press enter here then on this item.
Please choose the category containing the Lisi note to move dialogue. List 1, list view, completed projects, 1 of 2.
This is a multi-step process, and the first thing it's asking us is where is the note that you want to move? Which category is it in? So I'm going to arrow down.
Things to do.
Things to do. That's where it's located. I'll press enter.
Please choose the Lisi note to move dialogue. List 1, list view, Lisi Byte 39, 1 of 1.
And there is only one here, which is Lisi Byte 39. And I'm going to move that to the completed projects category. So I'm going to press enter on it.
Please choose the category into which you would like the Lisi note to move dialogue. List 1, list view, completed projects, 1 of 2.
So we're going to move it to completed projects. That's all we need to focus on. So I'll just press enter.
The Lisi note, Lisi Byte 39. Has been moved from the things to do category to the completed projects category.
That's the job complete. Very easy, isn't it, if you just listen to what's being said. Speaking of Lisi abbreviations, as I was a few moments ago, we've changed the keystroke for actually creating one of these. It is now the Lisi key followed by Windows semicolon. It was just Windows semicolon, and this was changed to avoid a JAWS keystroke conflict. When you create a Lisi text, you are automatically told that if you want to associate an abbreviation with it, you press the Lisi key followed by Windows semicolon. So there really isn't an issue in terms of remembering it because you're going to be told it. And if you are in any further doubt after that, you can always look it up in the hotkey help facility, of which more in a moment. In the Google component of Lisi Search, we've now given you the ability to undertake an advanced search if the basic one is not getting the results that you need. So how do you create a basic search? Well, it's quite simple. I'm sure we must have demonstrated it in the past. Let's just go into Lisi Search here. Lisi key followed by Control-Shift-S.
Lisi Search Dialogue, List 1, List View, Google, 1 of 20.
And here are all the items that you can search under, all the different things. The first one is Google. I'm just going to press Enter.
Search Google Dialogue. Please type what you would like to search for on Google, then press Enter. For recent searches, type recent. For advanced search, type letter A edit.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. So if I just type here Hartgen Consultancy and press Enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 search results.
We are immediately on the search results for Hartgen Consultancy. So that's easy, isn't it? But what about the advanced search? Let's just back out of here.
Desktop, full.
And go back into Lisi Search.
Lisi Search Dialog.
Select Google.
Full search Google Dialog. Please type what you would like to search for on Google, then press Enter. For recent searches, type recent. For advanced search, type letter A edit.
So I'll type letter A this time and press Enter.
Google Advanced Search Internet Explorer, all these words, edit.
We are in a form on Google where you can specify the kind of search that you want carried out. It's very, very customizable, and it's extremely accessible, as you would kind of expect from Google. So you can just follow it through. It's a simple form, as I say, and you can really refine the search in the way that you want it. So it's just a quick and easy way of getting to the advanced search if you would like to do that. Now, finally, two small items to draw your attention to. Don't forget to make good use of Lisi's hotkey help. You can activate that with the Leesy key, then H. We have a Leesy byte dedicated to it. I suggest that if you use the OpenTween Twitter client, you make good use of it there especially, because we've added a lot of new features and improvements, and you'll want to make the most of those features, and there are quite a few keystrokes to go with them. We also have a full training course relating to how to use OpenTween. It's called Don't Betwixt Between. And if you want to find out more details about that, you can visit www.hartgen.org/OpenTween. As soon as time allows, I'll produce a Leesy Byte relating to the new features. Finally, I want to talk about updating Leesy. We're always trying to improve the updating process, but when there are many keystroke changes, particularly when adding JAWS default functionality, on some machines, they haven't always been applied, those keystrokes. Some of the people on our public Leesy email list have drawn our attention to this. So once again, on this occasion, we're going to ask you to please download the full installer for this Leesy update when it is released. That will be directly from our website. However, to try and avoid not having to do this in the future, we've added a further item in the Leesy hotkey help. We already have check for Leesy updates, and for, I would say, 90% of our customers, that works okay. But where there is any problem, you can activate the last item on the Leesy main categories area of Hotkey Help, which is called Download the Installer Package. Now, this will always download the full installer package and will always give you the latest build, even if you are a few builds behind. So the Leesy Check for Updates facility will usually work just fine and has the advantage that it is going to install the latest update for you automatically. But if you need to download the full installer without having to go to the company website to do it, you can now do it direct from within Leesy itself. We just want a system that will cover all eventualities. I'm going to demonstrate it for you now. I'm going to go into Leesy's hotkey help, Leesy key then H.
Dialog, Leesy keystrokes by category dialog, list 1, list view, Twitter 20 of 36.
Okay, and of course, as we know, Leesy hotkey help keeps track of exactly where you were, even if you restart JAWS, so you're not at item number 1. Here, we're at item number 20, because that was the item I was reviewing last. But if I press End to go to the bottom here,
download and install the full Leesy Advanced package.
Now, it's saying download and install the full Leesy Advanced package, because Leesy knows that I'm not running Leesy Total package as of this moment at the time of recording. So if you did have Leesy Total, it would tell you that. So it's a bit context sensitive for there. If I press Enter,
please wait for the installer to download.
And we're just waiting for the install.
Leesy Advanced Package Installation Dialog. The Leesy Advanced Package needs to be installed. Would you like to do this now? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
So just in case, it takes a little while to download. It was pretty good there, actually. It didn't take long at all. But in case it did, we wanted to give you a dialog box, not just to go ahead and install it, because people, being people, do tend to not stay in one place at the same time, and they do focus on other applications while things are downloading in the background. So it's much better for a dialog box to be thrown in your face rather than something to start installing. So again, we're just covering ourselves there. But what you would do there is just press the letter Y in order to start installing, and that would be the full installer package. Now, every time you go into that option and activate it, it is going to grab the latest installer, whatever it is. It isn't going to assume that you've already got it. So you'll always get the latest build, as I say. So that ends this Leesy Byte. We hope you enjoy the new version, which is upcoming. It should be within the next few days. And during October, JAWS 2019 will be officially released. And we expect to be ready with Leesy compatibility very soon after that. As a final word of warning, please do not jump the gun when JAWS 2019 comes along. You shouldn't attempt to use the Migrate Settings feature within JAWS, for example. It will not currently work if you want to use all your Leesy functionality. Be sure to check out any announcements or Leesy Bytes regarding this that we'll be issuing towards the end of October, and we'll show you exactly how to install Leesy into JAWS 2019 and how to bring your existing settings across as well.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/leesybytes.